Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome to a next day edition, I should say, of the Archer Jones Show. And I do have a few guests here with me.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I'm a guest.
I'm a guest on your show, so you're just called a guest on mine.
You're a guest on mine.
I'm not, then what am I?
Weekly Eye Candy.
Weekly Eye. Weekly eye candy. Yeah, right.
Oh, you're delicious.
Hideous.
Mm-mm. You're truly scrumptious. You're truly, truly scrumptious.
Scrumptious, huh?
You are scrumptious.
So I'm trail-licious?
The trail-licious.
See, that's a new word, trail-licious. Oh, man. Okay, let's get into a little bit of news. Well, over here is tornado, thunderstorm, or wherever you want to call it around here.
Tornado warning.
Well, tornado warning.
The sky is already bad.
Right, okay. Explain to people what's the difference between a tornado warning and a tornado watch.
A watch means the conditions are favorable to produce tornadoes. A tornado warning means that a storm cell has produced circular motion, clouds, etc., that may form a tornado, or a tornado has been spotted.
Yeah, you heard that, people? There's the difference. And I didn't know that until now either, so there you go. But what else? is going on. The Bucks lost last night into a game that they should have won. And I already said what I needed to say about them on yesterday's show, if you were paying attention. It's one of those things that they need somebody to step up scoring-wise, well, offensive-wise. And they really didn't have somebody else to help O.J. Mayo with the scoring. So mainly, like, they step up, then they fall back, step up, fall back, or they just do some ridiculous, crazy shots that they really need to practice on if they're going to do something like that.
Problem is they're still a young team, as in the sense that the players, this is a lot of them, it's their first time playing with each other. Mm. So they haven't really got that chemistry yet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're trying to throw themselves.
Yeah, it's just most likely they need somebody to step up. Either somebody step up or try to trade for somebody that will step up.
Need to
trade. Or help, at least try somebody like help out O.J. Mayo and Caron Butler at times. Although he's out with an injury at the moment. So hopefully they can work on that. The European Tour of WWE, here are the results, I guess, what happened last night. You got the Tag Team Championship match. Cody Rhodes and Goldust defeated The Shield. Santino defeated Fandango. Fandango won another match. The Miz defeated Fandango again. It only lasted about a minute. Zack Ryder defeated Damian Sandow with a roller after the match. The Real American beat the Los Matadors. Big E Langston defeated Wade Barrett. Randy Orton defeated Big Show is for the title of the line. Defeated with the RKO. Natalya Biasana. Let's see, Dean Ambrose defeated Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler was, I think it was a triple threat match. And John Cena defeated Alberto Del Rio for the World Heavyweight Championship. So, I guess they ain't doing the multi things when it comes to New Europe. They just decided to do one seemed like to do all in one. So I know they had another result for somewhere else, so if I can find it. Oh, I guess they did. Okay, the European Tour was a separate one from yesterday. Let's see. Primetime Players defeated Huntio and Camacho. Great Khali defeated Jinder Mahal. The Bella Twins defeated AJ Lee and Tamia. Curtis Axel defeated R-Truth for the IC title. Usos defeated Heath Slater and Drew McIntyre. Ryback defeated Justin Gabriel. CM Punk and Daniel Bryan defeated the Wyatt family. So it's like some of those things you see at house shows that they really should try to change it up, especially trying to hype a match that's going on in Survivor Series and having it at these house shows. It's one of those things that just you shouldn't have. That's just my opinion on that. If anybody paid attention into the my profile, I did a little joke on Dixie Carter. Bip strips. There we go. Made one of those. I put, and right now I'm getting a few likes so far. For Arturo wants to work for TNA as a GM. I put, I can do better than Hogan, and it says, should I or shouldn't I? This man is just making like an inside joke. Funny, funny, funny. Let's see. Green Bay Packers. Their plans to get in today against the New York Giants. It would be a 3:25 Central Time start. And before, I know people are going to ask, what do you think is going to happen between that game? Well, they got Matt Flynn they signed earlier this week. So that's a plus. And the quarterback they got from Wisconsin that's going to start from this past Sunday's game that he did, it was not bad. You know, like he did, like horrible or anything like that. So I believe he will pull through. But my thing is this: if the Giants have that same mentality defense that always kills the Packers, then they got a lot of work ahead of them. But then again, for the Giants defense, different quarterback and of course, like Matt Clint's there now. If anything happens to that quarterback, so it may be a little bit of a change. So the thing is, who knows? I'm rooting for the Packers, but if the defense...
They've got so much to work on still that I'm hoping that Matt Flynn will spark that fire in them. You know what I mean? But you can't... I hate to say you can't count on that
right.
happening, you know?
Right, exactly. So hopefully they pull out with a victory, but if the defense is not doing what it's supposed to, I'm talking about Packers' defense too, because it does need some work as well. But if the Giants' defense is as strong as they always were, like I said, Packers are going to have a hard time. Hopefully that will happen. Well, I'm going to play something. We're going to have more news and maybe some subjects to talk about. We will be right back.
Quarter after one.
still talk about him.
I was gonna say, well, my whole thing is this. We're talking about the tornado warning in our area. And there's a guy who AJ knows and Dawn knows who's the real girl most of the time. And he put a post up saying that he was heading into his basement because of the tornado warning. And well, AJ and Dawn decided to make fun of him because of it. Well, my thing is this. I understand he exaggerates a lot, but it's a tornado warning. And, you know, we're not watching the news right now, so we don't know exactly how close to him all of this is. Because it is hitting southeast Milwaukee. And Jeff lives literally on the border, doesn't he, of, like, South Milwaukee and...
No, he lives on the border of Milwaukee and St. Francis.
Yeah, so, he could be in part of the danger zone. Well... You know, the reason it, like pissed me off is, one, because it's you, I understand, because it's a man thing. You men think you stand out there and tell the tornado to piss off back down the way. And that's but when it came to Dawn, the reason why it annoyed me, what she said, was because as soon as it started raining, she was like, oh, you're okay, it's fine, don't worry, it's not going to hurt you. And the kid wasn't even worried. He was sitting there watching TV. He was just like, but then as soon as she starts mentioning it to him, then he gets up and starts fussing.
And
that's why I said to her in the kitchen, she's like jumping up and looking at him. And I'm like, Dawn, just leave him be. You know, he's watching TV. If he comes to you scared about it, then you do something. Otherwise, you just instill the fear into a child.
Exactly.
And that's my whole thing, is that she's been sitting there going, oh, he's such a big girl. He's acting like such a big girl. And it's like, hold on a second. You're acting like an overprotective, prissy-ass mother right now.
I thought you were going to say motherfucker.
No. If Robert used to come to me when it was storming, and if it was late at night and it started storming, I would check his door and, like, open his room, check to see if he was asleep or not. If he was awake, we'd put a TV on for him, a little watch TV or cuddle in bed with me. But, you know, during the daytime, let the kids come to you. Stop instilling your fears in them.
Right.
And that's what was like, it ticks me off when she does things like that. And I'll tell it to her face as well, so this is a behind her back or anything. It ticks me off when... You know, she's so critical of other people, like Jeff doing this and so doing that. If she's doing the exact same things herself. I'm done now.
No, I understand what you're saying, that just the way she, you know, just over-exaggerates or whatever.
Right.
But I didn't know there was a match last night in UFC.
Yeah, it was a show on last night.
Ah, crap. I didn't even know it. Oh, okay. UFC Waterweight Champion George St. Pierre retained his title in Las Vegas. He didn't quite seem victorious when leaving the cage. And I guess according to what it was a controversial split decision. Wow. And I guess, like, Hendricks was having, like, a winning streak, and it has been broken. And who knows, they have a rematch? Okay, it might happen. But back to storms. Especially, you know, our old place when the storm, and it just, out of nowhere, just...
Yeah.
Everything was just like, wow.
And if you remember, it was like 2011, and we had that huge storm and those tornadoes, and the tornadoes were right by the airport heading towards us, and we sat in the stairwell.
What were you doing the radio show
at
that time?
We were actually doing our Justin TV show. So we were sat in the stairwell. It was pitch black, if you remember. The internet was still working because the doo-doo's internet signal we were using had one of those battery backup ones. But the power had gone out. So all people could see were these shadows moving on Justin TV.
Oh, man. Yeah, we have our share of, like, few insane storms, but nothing serious in this area, I would say. But I can understand, it's just one of those things you do want to be prepared about. But, hey, who knows? Just hopefully it just really don't happen, like.
Well, I mean, and my whole thing in regards, I've never been a fan of thunderstorms. I'm still not. You can attest to the fact that overnight time, I'm pretty much living in your butt cheek because I crawl that far behind you. But my whole thing is, as I said, when it comes to kids, Robert now knows as an adult that I'm scared of storms, but he never did as a child. When he was a little child. And where we lived on 36 and Morgan, a tornado touched down in our street, and it destroyed everything on the other side of the street.
Oh, wow.
But nothing on our side, which was lucky. But, you know, it's part of what happens when you live in the Midwest. We're in tornadoes. The whole from where we are all the way down to the Texas Panhandle is called Tornado Alley. It's called that for a reason. It's where you get all of the different, you get the different weather systems normally converge at the same time in those areas, causing them. That's why.
I never knew it was called that. Well, see, you learn something new every single day. But come on. I'm sorry, I'm just playing a little bit of my game here. I know there's something else I wanted to mention. I'll probably wait till she comes back out because I know I wanted to talk about like the things that just needed in downtown Milwaukee compared to things that you know, people done like. Okay, what's the purpose on this? Oh, okay, I get it. But, anyways, it was just like, because I did my rants and rave about the stuff that was needed downtown and just wondering, like, we have stuck-up people that just ruined it for everybody, and, well, yeah, not only that, but just, like, things that's supposed to, like, been in downtown. Like, for example, we're supposed to have, like, Target, right? And people fuss about that.
Yeah, Target was supposed to have opened up in Grand Avenue in that area that, what's it called? You know where they've got the creative bit and everything?
Oh, the public theater, they call it.
There.
It's just sad. It's just like, now you see why, you know, big events and stuff don't ever come here because people just like to complain. It's just like one of those things, just like, man, come on. What do you think is needed at downtown?
They need more decent, less ghetto stores, to be perfectly honest with you. You could make downtown a really nice, high-class area if you actually bought in some of the more decent stores. Having Boston store there is fine because that's the start, but you do need to get in some other stores that have a little bit more, upper class, but you need stores like Old Navy back down there and perhaps The Gap or Banana Republic or, you know, those types of stores. Get more of those in there. Go to, you know, there's a whole bunch of different places, storefronts that are closed up that you could open up other stores. Do you know what I mean? And you could do with, for the nightlife and everything, You could do it actually having what they call piano bars.
Which they only have one so
right,
far.
Right, but you could do it having more. And that one isn't even really downtown. It's a bit further away.
It's still in a downtown area, as they were calling
it. Right, but you need more places like that that you can actually have an older clientele come in. Because the clubs that are down there right now, nightlife-wise, are aimed at the 21 to 30 range. You need somewhere. I love going out at the nighttime, but I don't like going out to the clubs because they are so kid orientated, if you know what I mean.
College, you mean?
Yeah, it would be nice to be able to go out to a club or something where it is. It's a nice experience as opposed to, shit, we've got to leave now because we could end up getting, you know, this fight's going to happen and stuff.
Oh, okay, I know what you're saying.
And you could do with actually having some really good restaurants downtown.
Well,
you've got Applebee's, which is not, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with Applebee's. It's a good place to go to eat. But you could do with some other places like Chili's.
Yeah,
TGI Fridays, Red Robin, Ruby Tuesdays, Outback, all those different places you need down there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to make it better. There's the old movie theater down there. I know that got shut down because of a lot of trouble, including a rape that happened there. But you could do with somebody like Marcus Theaters coming in and, do you know what I mean, rehauling that place and getting it back. And where you'd be able to have your kids go on a Saturday morning, perhaps do from 10 till 2, kids time, where you've got just kids movies, the latest kids movies just playing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got movies going on all the time. Just make downtown Milwaukee back to what it used to be. Go into in any place, you know, no matter where you live, the downtown area should always outdo everywhere else surrounding
mm-hmm.
it. It should be a prestigious place to go, and sadly it isn't.
Which is one of those things that they do need to be fixed and addressed with. But,
right.
And just like I mentioned with, like, the stuck-up people that we have that just, like, ruin it for everybody. They're just like, oh, it'll kill my business, blah, 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 blah. No, it won't. It might help your business because somebody will not like what's going on here, but they'd rather go there. Or you're going to have some loyal customers that will still go there anyway.
Well, when it comes to, say, for example, going back to the whole restaurant thing, there have been lots of times where we've done it when we've gone to Southbridge and everything, where
right.
we've gone to different places, we've gone shopping and everything, and then it's like, well, where do you want to go to eat? And we're like, okay, Southbridge, for example, well, you know what, let's go to Old Country Buffet, or, you know, Applebee's is doing their one appetizer and two entrees for $20, let's go there.
Right.
And if you have more of those options downtown, business would increase because, and we've done this as well, where we have gone out and we've gone specifically to a certain area because we want to go and eat at a certain place afterwards.
Right.
Or we've gone to a specific store because it's there and ended up going elsewhere. Now, with the current bus situation going to Southbridge, people are going to actually want to start looking elsewhere for different things.
You're right.
And now would be the time for places like downtown to actually start doing that.
Right. That's if they really pay attention to us. And maybe, like, somebody should just, like, maybe write something to mayor and just, like, downtown just needs some major improvements and... Or just,
it's okay putting more and more hotels up and everything.
Yeah.
But you've got to have the businesses downtown to support those hotels. Because who's going to want to go downtown to stay in a hotel if the nightlife shuts at 8 o'clock?
Right. Or, like, there's nothing going on.
That's what I'm just saying. It's like...
Yeah. It's just one of those things that they just really, really need to, like, look into and do something about it. Well, I think that's one of the things I'm going to do. I'm just going to maybe write to them or send, like, an email or something and just, like, need some more business going on. And plus, with the thing Southbridge is doing, they're going to look for some, like, more stores. Maybe just writing something like that down. And plus, I know everybody listens to the news and stuff, so I thought that'd be opportunity for people that, you know, that lives in downtown, or people that, excuse me, like people that, you know, that works in the downtown field. There you go, lesson learned or something like that.
Well, and the thing is that, as we've said, there's so many, and we're not joking, there are so many different things that could be done with downtown. It shouldn't just be a summer thing where you've got all the festivals and everything on. You've got the expo centers downtown where you could bring festivals inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The one where they do the auto show down there.
Mm-hmm.
What a great place that would be to throw a couple of winter festivals.
Right.
Especially as you've got Thanksgiving coming up. Perhaps like the weekend before Thanksgiving, you could have Thanksgiving festivals down there, and then Christmas festivals. All those kind of things. Just do something.
I think if more people, you know, make a complaint about it or just talk about it, maybe it will happen. What do you think?
I don't know if it would help, but it's worth a try.
That's what I'm going to do one day. Just, or I might even do it this week. Just like, write to the mayor or just say something about downtown. It's just like, things just need to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And you got nobody that wants to stay here. Reason being, there's nothing going on. Wouldn't say like there's like nothing going on, but it's like it's not enough stuff that's going on. And just say it that way. All right, we're going to take another break, and we will be right back.
Die Volkswirtschaftsfolge auf minus 13,5, darf auf minus 16,0 im Vormonat angestiegen sein. Heute.
Go ahead, be gone with it. your back.
Yeah.
Cause you're burning up for me and that's a fact.
Couple of weeks we figure out that in this area, WWE SmackDown will be back here Tuesday, February 25th for the live taping of the main event and SmackDown. Tickets will be on sale, I think it will be December 14th. That'll be a Saturday, and you know they'll do their pre-sale tickets, I believe, probably going to be the day before. And I know there's rumors that Raw's going to be in Green Bay after they leave from Elimination Chamber, which will be in Minnesota. So, a lot of stuff going to be going on that week. Or the Midwest. What?
Rain.
Oh, now I see it. Well, I guess we do need rain. Well, they said it's supposed to be for this weekend, so... What more can we do, right? Since we're on here, any topics that's going to happen on Wednesday at your show?
When do I ever know what the topic of my show is going to be?
No, I'm going to ask anyway.
I don't.
Oh, so maybe you saw something, or maybe something on the news that we missed.
Find out that both of the time.
Okay, the Facebook feature that you was telling me about, that they added this past week. That Facebook feature that they added in.
On like pages?
Yeah.
It's only if you've got a like page, which is like what most businesses are, or managed memory page, where you can actually schedule posts to go up. It's really good. You can write a post, schedule it for a certain date and time, and it will just post for you.
That might be something I'm thinking of doing for, maybe for, oh, crap. I'm sorry, just playing Candy Crush, and it was a move that I tried to do, and it was an automatic fail. Boo. But, I'm trying to think, because business in Milwaukee, I'm just going to talk about that, because around the area that we're at now, there's a lot of places around here that we can just easily just walk go to. Like, we don't have to go to the mall if we don't want to. But
there's no decent women's clothes stores around here unless you want to be at Gucci Mall.
Rainbow's, like, farther down.
Okay, maybe.
And Family Dollar's over there, and yeah, they do got other like.
Holy shit!
Hey, hold on.
The gas station is flooding.
Oh, Yeah, we got a gas station that's next to us, and get back, you. Animals, I love you to death. But probably we're going to do for the next 5 minutes, just I'm going to try to do like little mixes of songs right quick. And also, what else I'm going to do, don't forget to check WFSO Aftermath tomorrow on WFSO Radio Network via 10:30. So WFSO Aftermath return from 2 year absence, I think. On Wednesday, of course, we mentioned Hazel's show. That will be at 9 o'clock Central Time. Thursday is the Smart List, 9 o'clock Central Time. Friday, you got the re-up show, and it's 9 o'clock. And Saturday is a different version of the re-up show. And don't forget, Saturday, you'll have my show at noon on Tone Deaf Radio. So, and also, you can check out some of the past shows on ToneDeafRadio.com as well. But let me get on to some mixing music, and you can find me on Facebook, follow me, because who knows, I might have some crazy stuff to say, so. But it will be no show next Sunday. It'll be the aftermath of the Survivor Series, like what happened afterwards and things like that. So just let me, I'm probably just going to play one song and just mix it up. Let's do it from there. Come on, come on, come on. So, until then, this is Artrell, along with my guest Hazel. She gonna say it. We will say peace out and goodbye. It was in that blue coat pocket. I'm not Okay.
I got my stuff on the